Hello, this is Pawari. It is the, what day is it? 5th of January. It's a Wednesday and this is my audio boo. I'm afraid it's a cooking audio boo, so it might be quite a little background noise today. I apologise for that. But we are having beef burgers and chips because I left it quite late to do. I did make my own beef burgers though, so it's not too bad. Yes, on the Jerry Rafferty thing, Andy, you're not alone. I didn't actually recognise the name or the title of the song, but the instant I heard the tune, I knew it straight away. It's odd that, isn't it? Some tunes you just don't really register who sang them or even what the title of the song is, you just know it. It's the tune that you're familiar with. There's quite a few songs like that, I think, that's... Every time they come on the iPod, I think, oh, who did sing that? Because I haven't a clue. Busy week so far, been quite a good one. We have, as I mentioned on Twitter, and I think Rob's mentioned on his booth, we've exchanged contracts on our house, so we are definitely moving. Excuse me. Our moving date is the 1st of February. So lots to do from between now and then, mostly informing people because we've pretty much decided we're going to pay for packers just to make life a little bit more easy. So there won't be too much disruption until about a day before we're due to move. And that'd be easier for the kids as well. So I think it's probably worth the extra money. Not paying them to unpack though because apparently they don't properly unpack. They just sort of shove stuff on available surfaces and let you deal them as you will, which to me seems to defeat the point. I'd rather unpack the boxes as I go and work out homes for them. So that's all exciting. Got a removals company quoting next week and sorted out lots of various bits and pieces today to do with that. I've also had my hair cut. I had my hair cut yesterday. Just shortly after we'd exchanged contracts, not completely coincidentally, because I booked the appointment ages before. And I've been braided, and I've just had a lot chopped off, and I've got nice short hair now. I fancy the change. I get bored quite easily. And my hairdresser has been very impressed that I've kept my hairstyle as I have for so long, because I'm fairly notorious as to every 8 weeks think, I want something new, can you do this? She's pretty good about doing that, to be fair. I have a lovely lady who comes to my house, charges me very little, and goes away again and just leaves me to hoover up the hair. So, but that works quite well because she gets a bigger cut because she's not having to pay the salon their cut, and I get it cheaper too. So that works quite well. So yes. Not sure what other news I've got, really. How am I doing for time? I've been pretty much blogging every day apart from Sunday. And that's going okay so far. I haven't run out of ideas yet, which is always good when you're only just started a week. I think I'm doing okay with future blog posts as well. I've got a few planned. Keeping them quite short and easy because you don't want to give yourself too much pressure. I'm having fun with the blog. Doing very well on the book stuff. I've managed to get quite a bit of editing done even these last 2 days, which is quite surprising what else is going on around me. I'm guessing towards the end of the month and the beginning of next month I'm not going to be able to do much at all, so that's all good. So that's all my news, I think. So I'm going to stop there and say bye for now. Hope you're all having a good Wednesday. Meant to say, Jana, just listen to your boo, and I would say that I wouldn't bother naming pants and socks. We tend to treat those as disposable. If they come back, great. I mean, they don't take their pants off during the school day unless they have an accident, and that tends to get put in a carrier bag. Socks, yeah, you'll get through a lot of them. Don't worry about it. Gloves, I name, but they still get lost. So not a lot you can do about that. Bye.